Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our show. I'm Sarah, your host, and as always, I'm so glad you could join us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Armin, your friendly guest for today. Thanks, Sarah, for having me on. Excited for this chat.
Absolutely, Armin. We've got a fascinating topic lined up. Today, we're diving into the benefits of holding a second passport, how the UAE Golden Visa expands your global mobility. If you've ever dreamed of jet-setting around the world or just want a bit more freedom in your life, you won't want to miss this one.
I love this topic, Sarah. So many people don't realize the impact a second passport can have on your life, especially when it comes to travel, business opportunities, and even peace of mind.
Totally. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the scene. When we talk about a second passport, what do we really mean, Armin?
Great question, Sarah. A second passport is just what it sounds like, a passport from a country other than your home country. It gives you legal citizenship rights in another country, which can open the door to all sorts of cool opportunities.
Cool factor level 100! And lately, more people have been eyeing the UAE Golden Visa as their ticket to the world. Why do you think that is?
Well, the UAE Golden Visa is pretty unique. It's a long-term residency visa that allows you to live, work, and study in the UAE for 5 or even 10 years. That level of stability and security is a game changer for a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs and families.
Game changer is right. And the Golden Visa isn't just for the ultra-rich, right?
Exactly. There are multiple pathways. Investors, entrepreneurs, specialized talent, scientists, even outstanding students. The requirements vary, but it's definitely more accessible than people may think.
Let's talk global mobility. If you have the UAE Golden Visa, what kind of benefits are we talking about?
Well, first off, the UAE passport itself ranks really high in terms of visa-free access to many countries. But even as a resident, you can easily live and travel in the UAE, the heart of East meets West. Plus, UAE residents can travel to Gulf countries much more smoothly. And with the region as a booming hub for business and innovation, the networking benefits are off the charts.
That's such a good point. Plus, if you're doing business or you're an entrepreneur, this opens so many doors. No more complicated paperwork every 6 months, right?
Exactly. Stability and security for you and your family. Plus, you get access to excellent healthcare, world-class education, and top-notch infrastructure. It's basically the ultimate upgrade.
I'm loving where this is going. But say someone's listening and thinking, okay, the Golden Visa sounds awesome, but how do I actually get it? Any tips for starting out?
My advice is do your homework and figure out which category you fit best. Maybe you're an investor looking to buy property or start a business. Maybe you're highly skilled in your field. Make sure you have all your documents and keep an eye on the eligibility criteria. It does get updated from time to time.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed, don't worry. There are lots of services and legal experts in the UAE who can walk you through the process. Plus, the UAE government's websites are actually super helpful.
That's right. And it's worth noting, you don't have to give up your first citizenship. The UAE Golden Visa is a residency, not a second citizenship, so you keep your original passport.
Excellent point. Okay, folks, before we wrap up, let's get a little more practical. There are lots of ways to call Dubai home, not just the Golden Visa, right, Armin?
Absolutely. Dubai offers a range of residency options, depending on your situation and goals. Let's break them down for our listeners.
Let's do it. First up is the Golden Visa, which we've been chatting about. This is the long-term residency option, ideal for investors, entrepreneurs, skilled professionals, and even talented students. The key benefits? Long-term peace of mind, the ability to sponsor your family, and access to Dubai's thriving lifestyle and business opportunities. The application process typically involves submitting your documents online and going through a review process. It can take a few weeks to get approved.
Right. And if you're moving here for work, the most common route is an employment visa. This is tied to your job. Your employer applies for it on your behalf. It's typically valid for 2 to 3 years and lets you sponsor immediate family members. The good news, the process is quite streamlined, especially if you're working with a reputable company.
Then there's the family visa, which is amazing if you're planning to bring your spouse, kids, or even parents. To qualify, you usually need to meet a minimum salary requirement and provide proof of relationship. It's all about keeping those loved ones close while you're living the Dubai dream.
For our freelance or remote workers out there, Dubai now offers a freelance visa or a remote work visa. This allows you to live in Dubai but work for companies overseas, or even start your own gig as a freelancer. It's a fantastic way to tap into Dubai's exciting ecosystem while still keeping your global clients.
Application usually means proving you have a stable income and meeting some basic documentation requirements. Of course, no system is perfect. Applying for residency in Dubai can be a bit of a maze if you're new. Sometimes paperwork gets delayed or eligibility rules can seem confusing.
Exactly. My biggest tip, start early, triple check your documents, and don't be afraid to ask for help, either from government services or reputable consultancies. And keep digital copies of everything.
So whether you're dreaming about the golden visa, looking to relocate with work, bringing your family, or exploring freelance life, there's definitely a path for you in Dubai. With some planning, research, and a sprinkle of patience, you can set yourself up for a bright future here.
And honestly, the rewards are unbeatable. World-class safety, an incredible mix of cultures, business growth, and beaches just a stone's throw away.
So, listeners, what do you think? Is Dubai calling your name? Let us know your dream residency scenario or your questions about living in the UAE. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or on social media.
And if you've got topics you're curious about for our next podcast, send us your suggestions. Who knows, you might hear your question on the next episode.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Wherever you're listening from, we hope today's conversation inspires your next big adventure.
Until next time, stay curious and keep chasing those big dreams.